This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a North Coast Old Number 38 Stout. It's a Category 13E American Stout. This is a black and opaque beer at room light. I'm holding it up to a flashlight. I can just barely see through it. Very dark ruby and clear. It's got a tall, tan head that's persisting well. All of that is fine for the style, so I'll give it a 3 for appearance. Smelling it, I get a very dark chocolate and sort of a roasty coffee aroma. It's moderately strong. There's some moderate hops there. They're sort of piney and resiny and a little citrusy. Touch of alcohol. The malt and roast tend to dominate. Seems clean. I'm not getting any esters. The roasted quality isn't burnt either. Yeah. It's mostly roast type aromatics. Yeah, it's nice. Give it an 11. It's none of the typical faults for going over the top on things. Certainly smells like a stout. Tasting it. It's got a strong sort of coffee bean roast flavor. A little bit of dark chocolate comes out towards the finish. I think the bitterness is between medium and medium high. But the malt sort of asserts itself. So, you know, it is a malty beer. The hops aren't shoving the malt out of the way. I love that it's smooth. There's no harsh or burnt qualities to it. I'm also not getting any clashing between the hops and the malt, which sometimes can happen with roasted malts and American-type hops. I get maybe a medium-low piney hop flavor. Very little, if any, esters. It seems to be a very clean fermentation profile. The roasted flavors linger in the finish, but there's some maltiness there to support it, so it's not like a dry roast. I don't think of it as a sweet beer. It just seems like a malty beer. The finish is sort of full. Yeah, it's a very nice flavor profile. I'm going to give it a 19. The mouthfeel, it's got a high carbonation. Body is between medium and medium full. It's not heavy. It's very smooth. I get a little bit of alcohol warming. There's a little bit of roasted astringency from the grain, which is okay. It's not annoying. So I think that's good. Give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, this is a really nice job. It's roasty but not harsh. The hops are noticeable but don't clash with the roast. Very clean fermentation profile. It's smooth. It's quite easy to drink. I think the hops being on the restrained side actually improves the drinkability. Like I said, I'm always looking out for roast and citrus clashing. And this is handled well. It's got enough of a maltiness to it that it all smooths out. So I'm liking this one quite a bit. It's perhaps on the subtle side of a American Stout. Some can be a little bit more brash, but you know, this clearly doesn't fit in other styles. And I just love how drinkable it is. So I'm going to give it a 9 overall. For a total score of 47. Very nice beer. So that's the North Coast Old Number 38 Stout from North Coast Brewers in California. It's in, I think it's in Fort Bragg, Mendocino County. So that's the North Coast Old Number 38 Stout, Category 13E American Stout.